Hello, it's the 18th of November, 2019. Today we have the Seven of Cups and the Seven of Swords and the Nine of Coins. Two sevens again. Cut your losses and get on with it. No worries, not one. We're fine, thank you. Better than fine and getting finer every day. The only card we can really trust in this spread is of the grounded, honest, hardworking suit of earth, the Nine of Pentacles, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, in the future or outcome position. Successful and self-sufficient, established and accomplished. We admire or even envy the well-dressed human strolling among her or his purple grapevines and healthy green hedges or hedge funds, hung heavy with fat gold coins ripe and ready for harvest. These are the fruits of one's labor, the results of a lifetime of hard work, careful practical methods, well-informed decisions, and sheer persistence. The graceful, elegantly gowned lady of the manor on the old-time cards back in the day planted that entire garden herself, sunburned and sweaty. Faith, determination, and patience, especially in their own abilities and talents, got them where they are today. It's not like he or she has never known, how you say, failure. The previous two cards are a hot mess, but I'm a bit blown away this morning at a specific detail. This is another keep it to yourself spread. The thief of the Seven of Swords, Gemini, Aquarius, Libra, is a sneak. There are a lot of keep it to yourself messages popping up lately, and this is one of them. The human sneaking away from camp with most of the swords in this deck looks back over his shoulder as if he may come back for the rest at some point after it gets dark. We may have a spy or a secret admirer in our midst, and probably a rather deluded one. This person needs help. They may actually be stealing from you for drug money, or is watching and thinking about it. I only say that because in the past position is the Seven of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, a card of fantasy and illusion. And drugs and alcohol, the all that glitters is not gold card in this deck. We see the back of a black, shadowy silhouette of human overwhelmed by a foggy bank of clouds rolling in and coming straight at him. Magically levitated and sitting on the clouds are seven gold cups, each filled with strange, significant, and esoteric contents. A laurel wreath, a snake, jewels, a castle, and a head, which today looks exactly, and I could pick him out in a lineup, like the character on the thief card. And I'm actually sort of blown away by that. Someone may have projected their own fantasies on someone else who, to say the least, was or is not at all the person they presented or are presenting themselves to be or who they claimed to be or, more likely, who you wanted them to be. Swords are of the mind, words, thoughts, ideas, and this can be advice to keep these things to yourself. The Seven of Cups in the past position, being a card of fantasy on a good day, is inspired visions and spiritual revelations. Salvador Dali's deck always values the dreams before the coin in the food chain, and he was an earthly Taurus, and at one point, the Nine of Coins himself. The Seven of Swords often means taking a shortcut. There are no shortcuts to anything in life, if you ask me, or the lady on the Nine of Coins who worked his or her way up the ranks. The human with his or her back to us on the Seven of Cups in the past could be seeing a fantasy or dream version of himself or herself in that weird blue floating face, which is probably the successful single lady of the Nine of Coins in the future. But here he or she is on the Seven of Swords trying to take shortcuts or an easy way, and there isn't one.